Luis Torres and Willie Fernandez run a Houston company that does completion work on construction projects. But when it comes to politics, they differ, with Fernandez being more critical of President Obama, the Democratic Party candidate.
Look at the deficit that we're in right now economically.
Yeah, but I don't think that's all due to Obama.
No.
that all came from before.
Listen, you know, $15 billion in the first year, that is a lot of money.
Well,
I haven't seen any other president.
He's inherited a lot of this stuff here. You know.
Well,
but while Luis Torres defends President Obama, he's still not sure how he will vote in November.
The last time I voted for Obama, I'm disappointed in what he's done. I mean, he hasn't really done much. I don't know if it's all due to the politics, you know, that are in play. But, you know, he has not fulfilled the promises that he made.
In recent speeches, President Obama has argued that he needs more time to deal with the nation's enormous problems.
So I know we've gone through some tough years. And I know that for all the things we've done, we've still got so much undone.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney discussed the economy in a recent speech in Washington to a group of Hispanic small business owners.
I know your prosperity means greater opportunity for you, for your families, for your employees, for your communities, and for the nation.
What Romney did not mention was his hardline policy on illegal immigration, which some Hispanic supporters like Willie Fernandez find troubling.
Here you have to look who's the worst of both evils, you know? I mean, in reality. Whether I'm happy with him? No, I'm not. I'm happy with Obama? And no, I'm not.
Both Torres and Fernandez are naturalized U.S. citizens. Torres came from Colombia, Fernandez from Cuba. They both favor some form of immigration reform and think it would be counterproductive to deport millions of laborers who are needed here. Another issue of concern to Luis Torres is that the number of Hispanic elected officials does not match the size of the Hispanic population in many states, and Hispanic voting rates are generally low.
The Hispanics need to get behind their candidates and get them elected so they can have some more representation.
But Willie Fernandez thinks the ethnicity of candidates is often overemphasized.
If you are elected by the people, you should represent the people, whoever you are. You know, you can't just, you know, bend it to some ethnic or the other. You know, you have to represent the people.
Both men strongly believe in the democratic system and plan to vote in November, but neither one is entirely sure whom they will support. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.